I'd love to be on here to talk about all the positive things that are happening, Dory, but circumstances require me to come on and talk about an incident that occurred within the last couple of days, where Welcome to Doherty sign, a stone that was erected by the previous committee, who was run and chaired by the lovely Manus Elliott and his wife Mary, and wonderful people like Jim Caulfield, who run our village shop, and Brady Boner, was destroyed. At the minute, we are thinking it's an act of vandalism. The Garda is looking into it at the minute, and it comes in the background of a number of incidents of criminal damage. And it, as I said, it would be lovely to be on and talk about positive things, but one positive that we could take out of this is kind of the overwhelming support that we've received in social media. We're actually buoyed by, you know, the positive comments by people, because we've worked really, really hard in the last 3 years. We're a new committee. You know, we're a small committee. And in the last few months, we've been kind of subjected to kind of a series of incidents. And all have been, are kind of on the books of the Garda, and they're investigating. And we would really like it, the person or persons who are involved, to cease and desist. If they have issues, come speak to us directly.
Well, that's it, though, Andrew. But you see, you would struggle to find anyone's motivation for this most recent incident, or if it's the same people or persons responsible for the previous instance. What is achieved by it, other than attacking the good work of the community and sort of sowing negative seeds? It achieves nothing beyond that. Great inconvenience and disappointment as well, of course.
And costly, because the reasons, prior to this, we had a sign at On the Morrow, which was vandalised. You know, the sign cost over €700. Mm-hmm. And funding was provided by Donegal County Council, who've been very, very supportive. You see, this is the million-dollar question. You know, what is their motivation? You know, because literally it's not working, because if they think that we're going to go away as a committee, we're not going to back down to bullying. We, as I say, we have wonderful support in the community, and you just have to look at the social media. We've had two great county councillors who've been supporting us, Micheál Collum and Norrie McGarvey. We've had wonderful support from other councillors in the Glenties, and also council itself and Uteris and Poble. You know, so their motivation is just questionable, because it's not, you know, why?
Yeah, exactly. That's the big question. And I think initially maybe it was thought that a car had struck it, which would have been annoying enough, because, you know, the person didn't report it, or maybe offer to repair it. But the feeling is now that this might have actually been someone might have taken a sledgehammer to it, which is a little bit more premeditated and worrying, I think, Andrea.
The positive things that we should be talking about, you know, and Doherty is an absolutely beautiful village, and the people in it are wonderful. And, you know, things like in the last 6 months, we've raised enough money to buy two defibrillators for the village, one that we actually gifted to the national school. You know, we've had a whole series of murals done. We've got heritage photographs. You know, the work that's been done, we have a men's shed that is creating some wonderful pieces for the village, who are comprised with some of our new residents or Ukrainian families. Last weekend, we had a spring cleanup, and it was so wonderful to see the Ukrainian families and their children, and local families. There was the wee McDermott family that came out with twins and a two-year-old child who went litter picking. You know, in the men's shed, were erecting things that they did, like bird tables. And, you know, so there's so much positivity, and there's so many wonderful things. You know, people keep commenting. They're coming through the village, and they can see the changes, and they see how positive, you know, and uplifting it is. And to think that somebody thinks it's okay, you know, to do these things and to attack. Like, we've had fruit trees, for example, that have been destroyed, have been ripped out. Their motivation is seriously questionable. So-